Live from Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. If you commute through Sacramento and Yolo counties, chances are you've experienced traffic come to a crawl over I-80 over the Yolo Causeway, a bottleneck that has been known to defy the typical workday gridlock. It is a major thoroughfare in Northern California. I-80 is the straightest shot between the Bay Area through the state's capital up to North Tahoe and through state line, and that has needs that can run 24/7. Caltrans is moving forward with a project that it believes will relieve the chronic congestion. Toll express lanes that will span parts of I-80 and Highway 50, starting just east of UC Davis and crossing over into the city of Sacramento up until I-5. It will be the Sacramento region's first toll lane, and if it sounds familiar, the federal funding for the project was first announced back in 2021, and that money will expire next summer if construction doesn't move forward. There's also an opportunity for the public to weigh in. One event just took place last night, and the next will be in 2 weeks on December 13th in Davis. To talk more about this toll express lane project, we welcome Dennis Keaton, a public information officer for Caltrans. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning, Vicky.
So as I mentioned, this project has been officially around for 2 years now, but how far back did Caltrans begin considering an express toll lane along this stretch of I-80 and parts of Highway 50?
To be honest, it's probably around that 2 year period, at the very most 3 years before actually having a concept described.
Why does traffic bottleneck along this portion of I-80? I've had these conversations a lot with friends and drivers who regularly commute this route. It seems like it could happen really at any time, and it doesn't need construction or an accident to cause a delay.
Well, for lack of a better word, this stretch of highway is outdated. It's an older, structurally it's older. And when you're talking about the causeway itself, the highway has a life expectancy with its different lanes and construction for a good 30 to maybe even 40 year period before it has to be repaired in certain areas. When this was actually first built, it was taken into account a smaller population for the Yolo and the Sacramento region. And right now, the actual highway widens a great deal as soon as you get into that Solano County side. So you're talking about 5 or 6 lanes that all of a sudden drop down to 3 lanes when you come in through Davis, and that continues into Sacramento County. So you're cutting about 50% of the lane capacity when you're coming through Yolo County and into Sacramento before it widens again.
Yeah, and over a span of this region, you know, Yolo and Sacramento County is getting larger in the decades and becoming more populated.
Right, that is correct. More population, and then also, unfortunately, a lot more vehicles, single occupancy vehicles on the road. But that's part of the price of progress, I guess.
So how will the toll lanes alleviate the problems along this stretch of I-80 and parts of Highway 50? I know it's part of a larger Yolo Corridor improvement project, but what will toll lanes add and help?
Well, it proposes adding managed lanes. We'll be restriping the existing lanes if this proposed project goes through. Lane configurations will change, constructing the median and the shoulders, widening, giving there an extra lane in each direction. So there's also benefits to it, not just from the toll lane aspect of it, but I mean, we're talking about a revamp of the overall freeway construction and infrastructure, because we have to also include intelligent transportation systems such as ramp meters, changeable message signs, closed circuit television, and different fiber optic cabling. So it's an overall revamp of what we have existing right now. And it also helps try to promote different modes of transportation. Keep in mind that we're actually trying to redo a park and ride lot that's nearby to 300 spaces. We're trying to give more availability to a class one bike path at the westbound off ramp at Childs Road, and making that safe for pedestrians and bicyclists to go ahead and use. So we're trying to take an overall approach to this, not just making it about widening and adding lanes. And in the long run, if it becomes a toll lane, if the public believes that this is the route that Caltrans can take, then we have extra funding for Yolo County and for Caltrans to improve that thoroughfare.
Since you're going to be adding a lane in both directions, how would the toll lane, the express lane, be different than like a carpool lane?
Well, what would happen is that you would have a higher occupancy allowability for people, three or more people in each vehicle. And then if anyone who is, in, say, a single occupancy driver that wants to have access to that will pay a fee to go ahead and use that that toll lane. So if it's not a toll lane, if it's a high if it's just high occupancy, and because there are different choices that the public can voice their opinion on how this will come about, it could be the choice of it being a regular bus carpool lane, or it could be the high occupancy toll lane. But either way, you have the option of allowing more people to travel in the carpools, bus pools, actual buses that are able to use that high occupancy lane. And if it's a single occupancy vehicle, they can still use the lane. They just have to pay a price.
Is there an equity component in terms of like cost of living? Everything is going up. Gas prices are high. I mean, what about people that can't afford to pay tolls but want to use the toll lane to get to where they're going faster?
Well, again, if that's the case, if it's a financial hardship, they have a voice. That's the purpose of having these meetings. We encourage them to show up. We had one just last night in West Sacramento where the project was presented. And again, this is not a new outreach that we've done. We've actually engaged the public for the last 2 years, 2 to 3 years, in trying to get a number of people to be involved and share their views and opinions. So if they have that concern, they can actually show up and let us know about it. They can go to our website and submit their views. So we welcome the participation. We welcome their input.
What was the big message you got from the public meeting that happened yesterday evening for people who might have some concerns, given that this would be the first toll express lane in the region, you know, surrounding the state capitol?
Right. Because it's a new type of program, a lot of people had their own opinions of concern about how will this improve the traffic flow, and how will this how much this will cost was a rather large question that would come up, which is pretty standard. And right now, Caltrans is looking to keep the costs within what we currently may be charging in the Bay Area or in Southern California, and not to go any higher than what we're currently charging on similar projects. So these are things that we want to hear about from the traveling public, and we understand those concerns, and that's the purpose of having these events.
Right. So a piece of the funding is federal funding that was approved, you know, back in 2021, and that's $86 million. But the project overall is projected to cost upwards of $500 million. So where's the rest of the money coming from?
Well, that's the thing, is that we have currently about $370 million that we're looking to fill. The rest of the money that we do have in planned right now comes from the state funding. It comes from what we've looked to set aside for this project. We're talking about the phase one is estimated to be around $200 million, and that's from support costs, capital. There's about, like you stated, $86 million from the federal infra grant that you said has to be completed or used by September 30th, or begun to be used by September 30th, 2024. So, although there's more funding that we have contributed to, if it doesn't work out and we don't have the funding by then, we will look for other ways through grants and other state funding to try to help put this together so that we can move forward on this project.
Given that that grant funding from the federal government was first announced in 2021, and the funding, as you mentioned, it's going to expire by September of next year if a project isn't federally authorized for construction. So that's less than a year from now. Is it fair to say the project has been delayed for 2 years? What has happened between 2021 and now?
You have to take into account that we have to go through this process of all the mitigation and the environmental impact report. This is, as you well know, that the California is the most stringent on the environmental impacts that it has on all of the projects. So it's time consuming. And sometimes it may be delayed. And this is the course of action when you're trying to get a project of this magnitude funded, is that you have to go through the steps. And it's nothing new to how business is done. We want the transparency. We want the information out there to the public. That's the key thing here. We want the numbers to be put out and for people to chime in and give us their input. That's the key part here, is that we want to get back the input and hear what is popular and what isn't popular.
And we're having this conversation because obviously, you know, I-80 and, you know, parts of Highway 50 that become I-80. I mean, the causeway is already, there's already little room as is. If Caltrans gets to move forward on construction, widening lanes, you know, how is Caltrans going to prepare for, you know, some tough situations when it comes to the safety of both Caltrans workers as well as drivers and passengers, and then likely increased congestion as construction, you know, commences?
Well, right now we have a separate project that's actually active. So there's a good example of what we're doing right now.
On Highway 50 through downtown Sacramento?
No, what we're talking about is the 80 YOLO pavement rehabilitation project. So that's also the main kind of area that's currently under construction. So the pavement rehab project that's currently going on YOLO 80, that goes into West Sacramento, that is currently active. And in doing so, we've had to limit the lanes and actually move lanes over so that the median can be worked on and repaved. Certain parts of the shoulder work has to be done. First of all, let's also be clear that Caltrans safety for its personnel, safety for the contractor, and especially safety for the traveling public is the priority. That is the priority, is making sure that this project is done with the least amount of collisions. And what we try to do in all cases, including the Fix 50 project that you were referring to, is mitigating those travel ways. So what we do is we drop the speed limit to 55 miles per hour from 65 miles per hour. We have the assistance by the CHP in helping us regulate the travel. And sometimes that works and sometimes it doesn't work. unfortunately, what we've seen this year throughout all of our construction zones throughout the state is a lot of motorists who go through the construction zone at a high rate of speed.
Well, Dennis, thank you so much for the time. I mean, we have about 10 seconds left. If this gets approved, how long do you think the project would take?
We're talking at a minimum of 5 years if we have everything in place. But then that also depends on which part, because we have different choices. And like you said, the project come in at that high top out amount of the $465 million, or it could go come in at the lower amount, which is the $230 million. So there are different choices here for the public. And whatever it is, we're prepared to move forward and do our best to try to get this done as safely and as quickly as possible.
Dennis Keaton is a public information officer with Caltrans. Thank you for the time, Dennis.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me on.
You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, CAP Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.